Let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer up this day to you. We continue in our service to you, and we ask that you show us how to be more docile to your grace, that we may seek to live the gospel as you call us to live, that we may listen to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we may hear and be open to all the channels of grace from the mediatrix of grace that we have, and let us always reach out in help and seeking help from those who are part of the church that are with you, the angels and the saints. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. So we're continuing our discussion about being docile to grace, and therefore, as we're called to be docile to grace, we become channels of grace, which is what we are all called to do. Each of us is called to be a channel of grace in the respective work that we do. So if you really think about it, what we want is the Lord to offer ourselves to the Lord so that the Lord makes us. We can't do it on our own. That the Lord makes us that person that he really wants us to be so that others encounter the Lord because of us. And so that means we have to allow ourselves to be formed by the Lord. We have to allow ourselves to be changed by the Lord. And as I preached on Sunday, one of the things that I taught is we have to listen to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And when we don't do that, when we don't try to get tuned to the Holy Spirit, and we try to live a way in our faith, which is we get so distracted by anxieties and frustrations and worries and everything else, we become like the people who we try to show them a beautiful sunrise and they'll go, oh, yeah, that's a sunrise. Well, anyway, what am I going to do about my problem tomorrow? Do you see what I'm saying? They're so distracted, they can't see the power of God right there. I've dealt with people. I have a thing called the three-sided cage. And what the three-sided cage is someone who is struggling and looking for help. Now, you can imagine a three-sided cage. You go, how could you have a three-sided cage? If it's a square cage, then one of the sides must be open, and that's the point. See, a three-sided cage, that image is someone is begging to be let out of the cage, but they only want to be let out of the cage on their terms. So it's like they're standing there at the door, shaking the door, saying, unlock the door so I can come out of the cage. And everyone is looking at them going, doesn't this guy know there's no back to the cage? All he has to do is turn around and walk out. But he doesn't want to. He wants someone to open the door and let him out. So it's kind of like praying to the Lord and saying, Lord, I need your help, and this is what I need you to do. And if you don't do what I need you to do, I'm not going to listen, or I'm not even going to notice that you are working in my life. And we've all dealt with people like that, and we may have been people like that. And so that understanding of that three-sided cage is something that we want to avoid, and the way we avoid it is saying, Lord, I offer myself up to you, which we do at the beginning of every show, and I want to be docile to your grace, and I want your grace to work in my life as you want it to work in my life, not as I want it to work in my life. So that's one of the fascinating things, is that the people that you encounter are people who are gifts of grace to you, and sometimes the most difficult people, you don't realize it, are the greatest sources of grace, but you don't realize it at the time. And I had a fascinating experience where someone was looking for help, a little bit difficult to work with, and it was a little frustrating for me. And then I finished dealing with that. And then I happened to open up, a little while later, the diary from Saint Faustina. And, you know, sometimes I'll just open it up. It's actually on Kindle, but open it up and I'll just go right to a passage. Well, the passage I went to was how we sometimes have to deal with difficult people, but these are the people who God sends us for us to deal with them. And I was like, oh, okay, yes, I get the message. I get what I just dealt with. Thank you very much. And so it's that reality. I talked about Sunday in the homily that we want to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but don't forget, right after Jesus was baptized, And the Holy Spirit came upon him. The Holy Spirit led him into the desert to encounter his worst enemy, who is the devil, who wants to destroy everything he stands for. And the Holy Spirit brought him there. So when you're going through difficult times and you're going through painful times, don't think that isn't the Holy Spirit guiding you for one reason or another. And you say, well, why would the Holy Spirit bring me to a difficult time? Well, what kind of fruit has come out of the encounter Jesus had with the devil for 2,000 years? Tons. You see what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit knows what he's doing, but we go through really painful, difficult times where sometimes we just want to say, I've done enough. And we've been through those times. But we don't realize that the Lord is forming us during those times so that later we draw on the strength of the Lord. So as you're working now, you may have a coworker who is very difficult to deal with. You may have a customer who comes in who is very difficult to deal with. You may have all kinds of issues very difficult to deal with. And later you will realize that even though you felt abandoned by God, you say, well, where's God? Aren't things supposed to be easier? No, actually they're not. But what you realize later is the Holy Spirit was guiding that whole thing. And that's important. And then you can bring that to prayer and say, Lord, help me to deal with, help me heal me of what you put me through. But thank you for the tools you've given me. Help me to work through all that. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, which is heard on 590 AM WEZE at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Hey, I just want to remind you that if you happen to live in the Alston area, there is a treatment program for people who are suffering from addiction that is in desperate need of winter clothes. It's called Granada House, and you can find them at granadahouse.org. GranadaHouse.org, and they're looking for anyone who has any extra winter clothes to help the people who are in the treatment there with the clothing that they need. So GranadaHouse.org. And don't forget, you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you can also contact us. You can connect to our new Substack newsletter slash webpage. And you can also find us at, you can also contact us, you can send us a message, you can send us a prayer request, you can even donate to the show. You can do anything you want that we have to offer there. You can read our blog, you can read Substack, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about looking at the world basically through our seeking to be docile to grace and allow the Lord to form us through all our experiences that we're having. And that's one of the reasons why I really encourage people not to fight the lockdown. You may disagree with the lockdowns, and to be honest with you, so do I. But what you do instead is you turn to the Lord and you say, Lord, help me to experience where you're leading me and where you're leading us and where you're leading us through this time. Because especially at this time, we need to be agents of light. We have to be agents of light. And if we're agents of contention, if we're agents of, I'm going to do what I think is right, well, stop, because that's exactly what you're going to end up doing. And you're not going to be able to do anything else than that, and you're going to have no effect on anything except for your own experience in your own little circle. Let me give you a good example. I know it's not necessarily a Christian example, and politically people may have a strong disagreement with this particular model, but those of us who are Navy veterans would understand it very well. Okay, so if you take a person who, when it came to the masks, and I've said this before, everyone would look to him and say, what are you going to do? It would be John McCain. And unfortunately, he's not alive at this time. But, you know, as the veterans would turn around, and if John McCain was on TV and he was wearing a mask, every veteran, at least Navy veteran in this country, would wear a mask. They may disagree with his politics. They may disagree with his style. One thing that John McCain was known for is if you crossed him, I guess that he would make sure you understood that was a big mistake. But you see what I'm saying? But he had a tremendous amount of respect, especially from veterans, especially from Navy veterans, because he was known as a war hero. He was known as a POW who survived, who actually chose not to be released because he wasn't going to be released in the name of his, and without his friends being released. I mean, he had a tremendous effect. Well, here's what I'm saying. From a Christian perspective, that's who you're called to be. Not John McCain, but you're called to be that kind of a leader. But you can only do that if you make yourself docile to grace, allow the Lord to work through you, and allow those channels of grace to form you so that you're not fighting your battle. You are literally living a way that you lead people to know the grace of God, which is what we pray for at practically the beginning of every single show. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to be those agents of grace to others. And agents of grace understand that we are in a battle, but it's a spiritual battle. And how do you fight a spiritual battle? You don't fight a spiritual battle by doing what the spiritual forces we are fighting want you to do. That's what they're looking for. You want to see a classic example? Let's put this in a spiritual form. Do you actually, if we took this as a spiritual battle, can you imagine that there were spiritual forces saying, yeah, go into the Capitol building? Because, you know, on top of everything else, the spiritual forces that we are fighting want disunity among all humanity because they want the destruction of all humanity. And we're literally talking spiritual forces. So they'll do anything in order to bring division. That's what they love. And can you imagine that there were spiritual forces there? I absolutely believe so, especially some were like, actually, some people were actually saying, yes, we listen to spiritual forces. So how do you fight a spiritual battle? You fight a spiritual battle by doing what the spiritual forces against you do not want you to do. We can talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.